please listen carefully.
Well, hello world and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, unless I'm sitting here looking at Google Analytics, watching the 450 people currently on our site, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, Summers is a total data nerd, 454-worthy podcast. Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2020. Christy, we're having some sort of crazy pop on the analytics. It's really fun.
Well, I think that's good and is warranted and is a good sign for humanity that people are really interested in looking at positive orientation and solution stories as opposed to all the negative, hyperbolic, fear-based, sensational media, which is abounding in our mainstream media.
Before we started recording, I shared with Christy a story about a friend of mine who yesterday posted an article about, well, I won't even really share what the article was, but it was this very inflammatory headline meant to engender fear and take on the idea that loyal Americans are under attack. And this is a very reasonable woman that I know who is not traditionally, you know, into sharing that kind of information. And so I was very surprised to see it. I also went ahead and dug into the masthead and the About Us section of the site that she was sharing it from and took some screenshots and sent them to her because I just don't think she really understood that she was basically falling prey to what I think we have to codify as headline bait. And it's this eerie, pervasive, and terrible thing that is happening, and we're certainly seeing a rise of it happen as we approach this next election cycle. And I'm just so proud of what we do at the Optimist Daily, that we are not headline bait, that we are solutions news, but it also broke my heart to see someone that I care for and respect fall such victim to digital manipulation. And this really goes to a subject that, Christy, you and I have talked about as far as being a digital native and having fluency in how we use this medium.
Absolutely. And being mindful of how our own emotional reactions, that emotional inflammation, can affect so much about how we understand the world, how we see the entire world, right? When you're afraid that you're going to be under attack, you're going to make a very different decision than when you feel safe and secure and like you're a part of the human family. So I think those kinds of headlines are very destructive. It's a sign of what's happened in our country. It's a sign of what's happened in our world for that kind of onslaught. And it's 24/7. It's hard to turn away from. It's very, very addictive. And it's all about keeping our attention because our attention is going to be more focused when we are afraid. We are animals, even if people don't like to admit it. We are not just human beings. We are also biological animals. And we evolved to be really aware of the dangers that are out there because when there's a lion coming after you or a tiger or something like that, when your life is on the line, your hairs go up and you are super alert, right? But that's the same biological state that we get into when we see these kinds of headlines, which really aren't reflective of the true nature of our human communities. Most of what makes things work is the cooperation, the mutual aid, the friendships, the families. We're connected to these social relationships, but that gets lost in these kinds of headlines, which pit us against each other. And it's not celebrating our better angels, as they say. It's celebrating the worst of us. And the more attention we pay to the worst of us, the less attention we have to give to what's going right. And that's what the mission of the Optimist Daily really is to help people refocus that attention, re-highlight the positive generative solutions that are out there that are being implemented by millions and millions of people around this world. And that's what we're about. So
yeah. Back before we all got sent home, we actually had a brainstorm meeting with our entire Optimist Daily team on a digital literacy course or speech that Christy and I wanted to co-present. And as I said, we all got sent home. You know, Christy, remember on good old March 11th, we sat around as a team and talked about how we were going to compose this. And I think that it is salient more so now than ever. You and I, even though we can't get up and do a talk in front of 1,000 people, because the world has changed, need to figure out how to give this presentation. So I am committing to you that we are going to get our digital literacy course talk presentation up. Let's do it by July 15th. Okay, maybe later. That.
How about we do it by August 15th?
All right, August 15th.
It's no, happening. Two months. Well, so now that we've waxed on and on, what are we going to talk about from the Optimist Daily today, Summers? What's the story you wanted to highlight today?
It was actually more difficult than even usual today because the stories were so great on the Optimist Daily, but I am going to pick one that is in my wheelhouse from the business section of the Optimist Daily. This one is about Unilever committing 1 billion euros to a new climate and nature fund. Unilever is a huge company. I guarantee you have products in your home that are Unilever made, and they recently established new sustainability goals over the last couple of years. A lot of organizations have done this, and we do try to profile organizations with their sustainability commitments on the Optimist Daily, both to show that businesses are doing it and to hold them accountable to the results. Unilever just committed to investing $1 billion over the next decade to tackle climate change. One change is suppliers are going to have to declare the carbon footprint. Money will go into landscape restoration, reforestation, among other things. You can read about it. Last year, the company did pledge to halve its use of virgin plastics and ensure it collects and recycles more plastic packaging than it sells. And I just love, once again, that business has recognized that doing good for the world is, in fact, good business. So welcome, Unilever, to this mission. We are excited to have you here. I know we published a story earlier this week about PayPal making a commitment to fund Black minority-owned businesses. I am just very excited when big businesses that can move mountains do good. I'm pretty fired up about that. You'll certainly find my thoughts on this one on LinkedIn. I am more likely to be sharing my other favorite story on Facebook, which is that national parks are recommending a 6-foot distance between people by way of saying stay a bear's length apart. But those were my top two today. Christy, what got you going?
Well, okay, so about the bears, I like that you highlighted that. Our mama grizzly bear and the matriarchs in Yellowstone.
Yeah, we've got a bear thing happening here at the Optimist.
We do.
I think we all need to go find some stuffed teddy bears, and that's our little patron saint.
That was an amusing thing from earlier this year when Florida was saying stay an alligator length apart, crocodile alligator. I like that. The story that you just were talking about Unilever, I think that's really interesting. I'm working on a script for our Solutions News show this Friday on Just Mercy, the really tremendous book by Brian Stevenson, which I've been reading. And he has a line in there talking about what capital punishment is. It means them without the capital are the ones who get the punishment. And I think this is why investing capital in a sustainable way is one of the huge levers of society and how we're going to really move it to the next level of equality and justice. It's also why PayPal committing to invest in Black-owned businesses is one of those other levers. So capital used intelligently, used with impact, can really move society in a positive way that makes it more just and more equal for all.
Absolutely.
So I like that you celebrated this one. And I agree with you. Today was really tough. There's a story about Saturn and dry lakes on one of the moons around Saturn. And I just love those stories because it reminds me and it reminds everybody to think outside of the small, and there's a universe out there. Learning about that is really interesting. But this story that I'm going to focus on today is about a new bio ink that allows for direct 3D printing tissues within the body. This is, again, really advancing the way that we can make the world better by mastering a new technology, 3D printing. We have written about 3D printing organs, and those are tremendous advances in making replaceable parts for the body, for certain parts of our bodies. But this is interesting because it's direct 3D printing into tissues in the body, which allows you to get into really minute layer by layer areas. And it requires that you don't have to do large incisions. You don't have to put an entire piece in the body. You can actually help it to knit itself up from the inside out. And as somebody who just had surgery, which was laparoscopic, you know, that's a tremendous move forward with surgery because I only got 3 tiny incisions instead of having a massive incision, and it made my recovery time so much quicker. This is a really great advance, and the liquid that they use contains living cells. There's a framework material and growth factors. I think it's very exciting to see these advances in biology and how understanding our biological world can really help us understand more of the systems that make us healthy.
I'm with you that I think this is very exciting because, like you, I have had abdominal surgery. I actually had several abdominal surgeries in the last 12 months. And I love that the laparoscopic made recovery much quicker, but I did find that I had extensive length of healing time with some of the work that I had done. It sounds like it was optional, but this kind of a bioink that could actually replace areas that had to be removed or tissue that had to then be regrown. So perhaps if there was a tumor removed or if there was a unwell organ that needed to be healed, I think this is really, really fascinating. You know, our healthcare workers and our healthcare engineers are just doing amazing work. And this is definitely an exciting story. It makes me feel optimistic that perhaps our children's children will not have to go through some of the physical challenges that I've had to go through over the last year. Before we wind things down, because I wanted to ask, because we've only been going for 12 minutes. How'd your workout go today?
I haven't done it yet. I did it yesterday morning and I'm going to do it again today. I will. I really will. I did take Tucker for a really good little hike. So that was my morning workout today.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm only reminding you as my accountability pal because I actually did my second one yesterday and it went remarkably better than my first. I am unsure whether or not I'm going to do it today because I'm incredibly sore, which is so funny that I would be so sore after just 15 minutes of exercise. But my meditation this morning was specifically focused around bodies and the living cells in our bodies and the regenerative nature, and that our bodies are our source of power, light, and productivity. And so this particular story, I think, also is kind of exciting because it taps right into meditation and our interval training. So I can't wait to hear about your second workout tomorrow.
Well, you certainly will, because I promise to do it. Other stories I wanted to highlight. There's an article about thanking our teachers because the school year is ending. A list of some ideas for what we can do to thank our educators. You know, they've just had a really tough year with all the changes, just like all the parents who've had to start having their children learn from home. But again, I just feel like we put such little appreciation, and even how we don't fund education the way it ought to be, that's really our future. And I think anything we can do to say thank you to our teachers is important. There's a story about innovators turning to the ocean to tackle food security. That's another great, interesting story. We've written about some of those technologies in our View with focus on halophytes, focus on kelp as food sources. And these are really interesting. There are some mysterious spots on one of Saturn's moons, which turn out to be dry lake beds, one that I always love. English soccer players are taking to the field and making a stand for racial justice this week. I'm a big watcher of European soccer, not because I'm into it, but because my husband is a total soccer head.
And then let's see, there's the last one I think we can highlight before we sign off is that Goldman Sachs has committed to placing its bets in the future of green energy. So more stories from the business front.
Oh, wait, Summers, we also have to mention the green license plate for EV drivers in the UK.
Oh, right, because you want one.
I do want one. I do. I have an EV now. So yeah. And there's also Band-Aid is launching new bandages that will match more diverse skin tones. That's a nice one too. Go to Today's Solutions, read all these stories. It'll give you a boost of your mood. These are positive solution-based articles that try to counteract the narrative that is out there that the world is going to the toilet.
Yeah, these are not headline bait. They are, I guess, headline super greens. Thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, you can support reader-funded independent journalism. You can also give it as a gift to family or friends. However you support us, please be a part of the solution changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Thanks so much, Summers. Thanks, everybody.
Have a great day. Bye, guys. Traffic update, just so you know, 545. Yep. Total new users, 32,337. We're doing something right.